Subway riders in San Francisco couldn't take the train at several stops yesterday. That's because authorities closed down those stops after demonstrators tried to prevent a train from leaving a downtown station. Their beef with Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART as it's known, is that last week it shut down cell phone access along part of the transit network. NPR's Laura Seidel has this story on how it all began.
San Francisco's BART police have been the target of protests over alleged brutality. Most recently, two BART officers shot Charles Hill, a transient man they said threatened them with a knife.
No justice, no peace. Disband the BART police.
That shooting is one of the reasons that Javon Cochran has come to this and other protests.
They could have detained him in a non-lethal fashion, but they chose to shoot and kill him.
On July 11th, protesters who agree with Cochran stormed a BART station and tried to stop a train from leaving. Then, when BART authorities heard there was another protest scheduled last week, they cut off cell phone service in the subway to interfere with the organizers. And that is what brought many of the protesters out for this demonstration. About a half hour into yesterday's demonstration, protesters once again tried to stop a train from leaving the station. But BART police cleared them out.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
This time, BART did not shut off cell phone service. The agency faced a lot of criticism for its actions last week. Civil liberties groups, such as the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the American Civil Liberties Union, challenged BART on First Amendment grounds. A member of the transit agency's board, Lynette Sweet, said it's not BART's, quote, job to censor people. But Linton Johnson, a spokesperson for BART, defends the agency's right to act when they know cell phone service will be used to do something illegal.
We were forced into a gut-wrenching decision of how we were going to stop it, given the propensity of this group to create chaos on the platform.
Using mobile devices to organize groups of people isn't new. Such groups are sometimes called flash mobs. Flash mobs have used mobile devices to organize fun stuff, like group dancing in a public spot. But in other cities, flash mobs have been organized to rob stores and attack people. The question is whether or not cutting off cell phone service is the right way to combat the problem. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.